we cannot have long-term sustained economic growth in this state unless we have a skilled and educated workforce.
Speaking at his education summit, Governor Gary Herbert said this is not our grandparents' generation and that Utahns can no longer get by with just a high school diploma. Promoting this year's theme on pace to 66% by 2020 to have two-thirds of Utah adults earn college degrees or post-secondary certificates by the year 2020, Herbert called it a necessity to long-term growth.
We're going to make sure that we commit everything that we have in the executive branch, working with the legislative branch, working with local government leaders, working with educators at all levels throughout the state to commit that we're going to reach this goal by 2020. It's not going to be easy, but it is absolutely a necessity.
Presenting the data behind the Education Excellence Commission's 66 by 2020 goal, Dr. Jeff Stroll from Georgetown University said post-secondary education is the key to a global competitive economy and that its absence could lead to large income disparities based on education.
Get it, you can get somewhere. And so we need to get our citizens and citizens of your state a degree. If we don't, we're going to continue to see a widening income disparity. And it just, to me, doesn't make sense.
We're not operating in the way that we used to 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, where somebody went to college and completed something in 3 and 4 years. Other elements, other issues come into play, and you're looking at situations where people take a little bit longer.
State Representative Rebecca Chavez-Hauck says post-secondary education is changing, and the data presented will lead to good decision-making by educators and lawmakers on key issues like funding for teachers and families.
College completion is very difficult nowadays because of the finances, the individual financial situations that impede people from being able to complete their degrees. As the gentleman just mentioned, one of the main reasons people don't complete their degrees is because it either family situations or financial impediments that come into play.
State Superintendent Larry Shumway, who's retiring at the end of the year, says improving education in Utah comes down to funding and support from the legislature.
We can't expect that we're going to be first if we're going to also be last when it comes to funding.
Shumway says more of an investment needs to be made in education in the state.
I think the key is to ensure that state leaders understand the necessity of investing in education, both higher and public education, to ensure that our state can be prosperous now and moving forward.
A recent report by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says per pupil education spending in Utah has gone down by 8.1%, or $372, since the start of the recession in 2008. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.